So no one likes paying full price for anything, right? I know I definitely don't. I will always shop for sales, but especially when it comes to online shopping. So I have a site for you and a discount code that you need to go to. It's called www.altus.store for 40% off using the discount code ALTUS40. That's ALTUS 40. And shop all the products, including clothes, accessories, from activewear to summer dresses. I just bought some new sunnies, so I'll let you know how they go. And if you just love online shopping, check it out and use the 40% off. So, how do you solve a problem like Mariah? As my brother said, spoiler alert, you can't. So there you go. I'm just an Australian girl with the world at her feet, working in public relations and communications, who is learning about life and myself every single day. Join me as I tell you stories, share my outlook on life, and just talk utter garbage. This podcast is where I talk about my world, your world, and the world around us. Hopefully inspire or just entertain, but it'll be fun, I promise. On today's episode, I have a special guest on the show to talk about living your dreams, and it's all by using one simple statement. Also, I have a great life hack to make the work week mornings so much easier, plus much more. So let's get started. Welcome to another compelling episode of How Do You Solve a Problem Like Mariah. Before I start, I just wanted to say goodbye to my pop Mackinus. He passed away last week. My pop fell ill when I was quite young, and since then he spent a long time in and out of different illnesses. God, you have to admire someone who doesn't let things knock them down. Even when he was sick, he always was a big dreamer, and I'm most certain that is where I got it from. So I just want to thank you, Pop. I thank you for being the best role model you could be for my dad. For those who have heard my dad on the podcast, know he's an absolute legend, but he was a bit of a naughty kid. He wouldn't be half the man he was today if it wasn't for my pop. So rest in peace and you'll forever be in our hearts. Okay, so I'm trying out this new little segment to make your year better. And this week I want to talk about when you first wake up in the morning, think of three things that you want to achieve for that day. Write them down and try and remember them or take a photo of them on your phone. But these three things is all you need to do and it'll make you feel a lot more productive in your day, and it's all about consistency. So pick your three main priorities that you're going to achieve, whether they're little or big, and just try and get them done. And then you know if you've done those three things, then you'll spend the rest of the day feeling like you've achieved what you needed to for the day and also towards your goals as well. So my life hack for this podcast is about working in the workplace where you don't have a uniform. So if that's you, this is a great one. So I hate it, and surely you do, is deciding what to wear to work every day. And I decided to make a work uniform. I have a few plain skirts and pants. I have a few plain, nice, dressy singlets, some button-up shirts, a sweater or two, and a few blazers. And that's it. You're done. You don't have to stress about what you're going to wear to work. You can just mix and match, and no one knows if you're wearing the same thing. I can absolutely promise you. And then you just got to work out casual Friday if your work office does that. But at least from Monday to Thursday, you know exactly what you're going to wear and you don't have to stress about it. So there you go. Workplace uniform. It'll change your life. So I'm recommending also that we start reflecting. So what are we doing well? What can we do better? And what do we need to improve on? This is just really being honest with yourself to ensure that you're heading in the right direction that you want to be, but most importantly, that you're happy. In one of my recent blogs, I reflected and reviewed my year of 2018. I listed my goals and explained where I was at and what I needed to do better. But at the end of the day, I'm so happy with how 2018 went. I started some amazing projects like this podcast, and I just had so much fun and I got the most out of my year. But for 2019, I'm definitely ready to go a step further and I want to achieve so much more. So I got some advice from a podcast, Happier, by Gretchen Rubin, and she had a guest on her show, which I'll put the link to the podcast in the show notes. But he talked about having his own spreadsheet with all the goals that he wanted to achieve for the year. That's what I did. So I have a spreadsheet and how I will get to those certain goals. And I have categories. So you can do it however you want, but at least you're kind of tracking where you want to be. And it's allowing me to be a bit more constant with how I reflect. on what I want to achieve and what I want to get out of this year, especially if you have a dream in terms of your career or, you know, a fitness goal. It'll just help you keep yourself a little bit more accountable. So if you want the template, please email me. My email details you'll have at the end of the show, or message me on Facebook or Instagram and I can send it to you, because it's a great way of just starting and doesn't have to be massive. It's just a matter of writing your goals and just writing dates to check in and reminding yourself to check in. But yeah, I just picked a few areas, and it could be if you want to work on your family or your friends, career, health, whatever you want to do, just get some key goals and write some more specific goals under those. It's really easy. And if you haven't reflected on 2018 yet, just write down what you've done and share it with me. I want to know, what were the most amazing things you did for 2018? And how did you get to reflect or measure on those goals? Just share it with me. I want to know how people reflect on their year, because I don't know, I think it's really important that we just take a step back and really like compliment ourselves on what we've been able to do for a whole year, because it's pretty amazing. You don't realize how much you get done in a year, because it's just such a busy time. We're all busy now and life just gets away from us. But I think if we just take a minute to reflect, then we can really appreciate the year, and then it doesn't seem like it went for such a short amount of time. You can really appreciate and be grateful for what happened in that year. So last week I was talking to my friend Kelsey about lying on your resume, and not that we were lying on our resume, but she was talking about when you go for a job and they never ask for your university transcript. And when you do get asked for it, you think it's really weird. But it kind of makes sense that you should be asked for it, because essentially you could lie about having a university degree, or you could lie about having a certain job. I mean, whatever you write on your LinkedIn profile, if you had people that could back you up on it, you could essentially lie about anything towards your career. Not that I'm condoning that, but it sparked from a YouTube video on a guy who lied about having the best restaurant in London, I think it was, or Britain. I'll post the video in the show notes. It goes like 20 minutes, but watch it, because what he essentially did is he created this restaurant from nothing. He blindfolded people, served them frozen meals in his backyard, and they reviewed him so highly because it was this exclusive restaurant that he ended up number one restaurant on TripAdvisor. So check that video out, but it just really got my brain thinking about, you could lie about anything, and as long as you can back it up. I know with the internet these days it can make it a bit harder, but not that I'm saying lying about important things like to your family or your friends, but if you could, telling a little white lie to get yourself an amazing opportunity, you never know where it could take you. So I'm honestly don't condone lying. Please don't quote me on that. It's more about knowing that you can achieve something, but you don't have the qualification to do that, more to the fact. But maybe, you know, pumping yourself up a little bit more to get somewhere and having confidence. Maybe that's what I'm trying to promote. Have confidence in your abilities. Put this in a podcast group on Facebook, and I had so many amazing replies. All I wrote was, have you ever lied to get yourself an amazing experience? And I had a couple of people get back to me. I've had a couple of interviews. It's been awesome. So they will be played over the next couple of weeks. But the first one for this episode was Andrew, and he messaged me saying that he has a theory, fake it till you make it, which we've all heard. But he has a different spin on it, and he uses it daily in his life and career. So first, a little bit about Andrew Reyes. He's an American living in Europe. He was born and raised in the Bronx, New York, and he first fell in love with music and creative activities from a young age. In his teens, he became involved in instrumental music as well as musical theater, and he hasn't stopped ever since. He now currently owns his own business as a voiceover artist, as well as working in online marketing and e-commerce. He performs in musicals and stage shows, and he has an active hobby of podcasting and being a photographer. So he went to college in music education and theater, but now he works in operations and sales for majority of his life. He considers himself both left and right brain, and he's creative and passionate about expression, but is extremely analytical and is detailed orientated. He believes that this is both a blessing and a curse, but he uses his capabilities to live his life the best he can. So let's welcome Andrew. Okay, so welcome Andrew to my podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I just want to start off, tell us about yourself, your journey, and where you got to where you are today.
Sure. So, well, thank you for having me. It's very interesting to guest on a different podcast when you're so used to talking on your own for so long. So I'm originally from the U.S., born and raised on the East Coast, New York, Bronx. If anybody knows the Bronx, besides the Bronx Tale and other movies and things like that, I grew up going to Catholic school originally, moved a little bit later in life to New Jersey. I went to public school for high school. That's the first time I kind of started doing extracurricular activities like music, and just kind of totally fell in love with creative stuff like music. And I started doing theater and musical theater and acting and things like that. And then wound up going to college for music education because I thought, I want to perform, but just in case I can at least teach. Yeah. I hate children, side note. At one point I was super bored of the East Coast. And I was thinking, man, I want to get out of here. It's cold. It snows all the time. Where should I move? And I was thinking, California. California would be great. In this time, I met someone who is German. She was living in the U.S. and we wound up dating and then getting married and then ended up moving instead of to California to Germany. So now I live in Germany around Hamburg, which did not help me on the weather front at all, as I mentioned, at -1 degree right now. And I wound up starting to work here in online marketing. Mm-hmm. Which is something I had never done before. In the U.S., I did a lot of things like I did educational programs. I worked with kids for almost 10 years. I did asset management for different companies, managing large fleets of vehicles. And then when I came to Germany, it was something totally, completely different. I had no experience with the language. I had no experience with the culture. I had no idea what I was really going to do. So I just started looking and I wound up finding this kind of office manager job thing that I did part-time for a while with an online marketing company and worked my way up pretty much through there for the last almost 3 years now, from office manager to campaign manager for specific marketing campaigns online to doing content writing and now being an actual client lead, so that I'm an actual e-commerce manager, which I just kind of worked my way through it as best as I can. I mean, that's where I am today.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great story of working your way up from, I guess, like you said, fake it till you make it. This concept for you, what does it mean and what does it mean to you?
I think fake it till you make it for me in the beginning, especially when I was younger, always sounds like a negative thing, right? Yeah. A lot of people, when they hear fake it till you make it, they take fake, this word fake, out of context. They kind of relate it to a negative context or a negative connotation. But if you really think about it, if you take a step back, if you're familiar with the law of attraction, I don't know if you're familiar with that. A lot of people are.
Yeah.
Another way you can think of it is act as if you already have it, right?
Yep.
So fake it till you make it, to me, what it means is do it as if you already know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Accept the opportunity, accept what it is that you want to do, and then do it. Try to figure it out. Do what you got to do to make it happen. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people will stop and will not do things out of fear.
Yep.
They will just say, hey, you know, I've never done that before. I'm so afraid. I don't think I can do it. I don't know. And because of the doubt, they hold themselves back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Fake it till you make it, to me, is telling you to take that opportunity to accept it. If you don't know how to do it, you'll figure it out. But take the opportunity, because at least in the end, you will have learned something.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I just actually finished reading The Secret and I've watched the movie. But the law of attraction is something I've spoken about before, and I really agree. I think when you're at your best as well, you attract. And obviously you moving to Germany, you're at your best, and that's how you worked your way up as well.
It's completely out of my comfort zone. You know, as you can imagine, moving to a foreign country, no experience with the language, no idea how you'll get a job or what you're going to be doing. I really just jumped. I totally just jumped into it and said, okay, well, what's the absolute worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
You know, what is the worst thing that could possibly happen? The worst thing would be that I fail.
Yeah.
I just massively fail. And then I wind up going home back to the US. Yeah. Is that really so terrible?
No.
I mean, for me, no, it's not so terrible. At least I could have said, at least I could say I tried it. And then I know I have more information if I decide I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I know more. I've been through the experience. I understand what I need to do, and I can take another look and see what I did wrong.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's actually super motivating too, because I want to move to New York next year. So I guess that's great motivation for me and anyone else that's looking to do something completely out of their comfort zone. So obviously your example of your current situation now is a fake it till you make it. But do you have any other examples of times where this has really paid off for you?
I mean, I remember one. I think I remember the first time I ever practiced it. I was still living in the U.S. and I was offered a position for a musical, but as the musical, as the band director and as the singing instructor for the actors. So basically the music director for the musical. And it's something I never did before. I had no experience in it. I had, you know, I did shows as an actor and I played a little bit in the pit for some different musicals. And I was terrified. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't really play piano. How am I going to do this? Oh my gosh. I was totally nervous, totally doubting myself. And I said, you know what? Let me just try it. Mm. Let me just do it. Let's give it a shot. And I went to the interview. And I did the best that I could, and I wound up getting the position. And I learned so much by doing that.
Yeah.
Something that I had never really, I was so afraid in the beginning that I was just going to screw it up and that everybody was going to be like, oh, I can't believe that we hired this person and he doesn't know what he's doing. And I was super, super nervous about it, but I got out of my comfort zone and I just put the confidence on that I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I believed in what I was doing and how I was doing it. And that was enough to get me through it.
Yeah. That's awesome. What musical was it?
It was How to Succeed in Business Without Trying.
Oh, wow. Well,
which is a monster of a musical.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was the other thing. I didn't even know the show at the time. I knew the show, but I wasn't familiar with the ins and outs of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Has it ever not worked for you though? Have you ever had a time where you just couldn't?
I mean, I can't recall a time that it didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there are varying degrees or varying levels of success, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what you hope to achieve. If
in
the end, in my opinion, in the end, you learn something new, you win no matter what. So even if what you tried didn't work out, it's still a learning experience.
Yeah.
I say this even a lot about relationships, right? Mm. A lot of people, when they end relationships or they fall out of love and things like that, and it happens, when you ask them the question, do you regret anything? A lot of times they will say, I totally regret that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In the end, I mean, me personally, I'm someone who says I don't regret it because in the end, okay, it didn't work, but I still learned a lot about myself.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about what I want and what I'm willing to accept.
Yeah.
So I think no matter, even if it fails in the general sense, right. In the general sense of the approach that failed, you still learned something.
Yeah, no, for sure. I did in October a yes challenge, so I could only say yes to everything for a whole month. And my friend and I did it when we recapped at the end. We really thought, well, most of the time you regret what you don't do, not what you did do. So that's one of the key learnings that we had from that. And I think that really ties in with a fake it till you make it kind of approach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It really is to say yes to as many things as possible, of course, within reason.
Yeah.
You know, some people will take it to the extreme, but to be open to things.
Yeah.
Even if you're not 100% comfortable with trying something different, to at least be open to the idea and give it a shot. In the end, is the worst thing really so bad?
Yeah. No, that's an awesome way of looking at it. So I guess confidence, like you said before, is a main thing about faking it till you make it. Is there any advice you'd give someone or any traits you think people would really need to embrace to be able to really try and push their way through their comfort zone?
Absolutely. For me, it's to not be afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah.
So in the everybody, it's the same thing with this perception of negativity, mm-hmm. right? Fake.
Yeah.
Means negative, and that's not true.
Yeah.
Mistake means negative. That's also not true.
Yeah.
Making mistakes is the only way that you really internalize something, that you really learn something. I'm a person that learns best by doing,
yeah.
right? Some people are really good. They're book smart. They learn the concepts, learn the theory behind things, which is great. But the practical practical exercise of things, of different concepts, of different approaches is completely different
mm.
because everybody is different, right? So I would say the most important thing is don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's one thing.
Yeah.
This is not even just in this concept, just in life in general,
mm.
you know, make mistakes. It's totally fine. The key is not to make the same mistake twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can make the mistake and you learn from the mistake and then you don't make it again.
Yeah.
If you make the same mistake over and over again, then it's not helping you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference between a mistake and a smart mistake.
Yeah.
You want to try to limit yourself to making as many smart mistakes as possible. Go mm-hmm. for it,
yeah.
you know? The other part is to always ask why.
Yeah.
Right? Why is, for me, such an important question. And I talk about this very often at work. I talk about it. I talk about it in all my hobbies. I talk about it constantly, asking why.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Does this yeah. make sense? You know, what is the purpose behind it?
Yeah.
Always ask why, because the better that you understand something, the more confident you can be in doing that.
Yeah.
So if you want to try something, ask yourself, why do I want to do that? Why would I want to do that? And it could be for any amount of reasons, right? You can say, well, I'm really interested in the subject. You can say, I've always wanted to try that. I've always wanted to do that. And then use that to build the confidence behind your decision to take that action.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I was literally talking about why as well on my podcast, because I think everyone has a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to find out your why as well. And I think once you find out your why, everything that you do makes sense. So that's awesome that you've said that, because it ties in exactly with what I've been saying. Since I started.
It's 100% such an important question, no matter where you are in life and no matter why you're asking it. So as I said, if you're at work, and it's not that when you ask, even if you're asking another person why, right?
Yeah.
If you're in a position where somebody asks you to do something at work and you just don't understand it,
mm.
it's okay to ask why.
Yeah.
It's not because you're questioning them. It's because you want to understand the logic behind it so that you can execute it with conviction, that you understand why you're doing it. It just makes you, a more grounded person in general in life if you always ask why, no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So you seem like we have a very same mindset. So do you have a quote that you live by or that you can share with everybody?
Absolutely. Fake it till you make it. I mean, this for me it's such a simple and silly phrase,
yeah.
right? Fake it till you make it. And a lot of people don't put emphasis into it or don't put a second thought into it.
Yeah.
I didn't for a very long time, actually until I was here in Germany.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because I remember I was sitting at my desk and there was a meeting going on just outside around the corner from me. And they said something like, we have to do like the Americans do. We have to fake it till you make it. And then they laughed, you know? And to me, that proves that perception of, you know, they look at that like as something silly, but in fact, it's not.
No.
The perception is just wrong. You're looking at the words on the page instead of looking at the meaning,
yeah.
right? And instead of taking that a step back and kind of looking at the bigger picture behind what that phrase means. And you can change the phrase, right? You can reword it any way you want. As I said earlier, act as if you already have it.
Yeah.
It's the same meaning. It's just said differently, but you wouldn't hear somebody say, act as if you already have it, ha, 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 right? because they're just reading what they see.
Yeah.
They're not actually taking the meaning, the actual intention behind those words.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. Well, that's a great quote. And I hope everyone will live by that from now on. But do you have any final comments or thoughts that you want to share with everybody?
I mean, in the, so for me, what I would like to say, or what I would like people to understand, is that in the grand scheme of things, the mistakes that we make, no matter how big they are really insignificant.
Yeah.
Right? You should not be afraid to make smart mistakes.
Yeah.
Make the mistake. It's totally fine. Try to learn something new. Or if you're trying something new and not being immediately successful, that's also not failure.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people will try something and they're not immediately successful and they think, oh God, I'm terrible. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
But that's not the truth. The truth is that you need to keep going.
Yeah.
You need to keep learning and you need to keep trying.
Yeah.
If you can do that, if you can make smart mistakes, if you can try new things that push you just outside of your comfort zone a little bit at a time, then no matter what happens at the end of it, you win. You never lose.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks heaps for that. I have sure. a question for you though. How are you mm-hmm. going with your German?
What's that?
How are you going with your German?
I mean, I speak it almost daily.
Yeah.
I can speak German. That was something else that I had to learn.
Yeah.
Coming here, obviously, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I started completely from scratch, and wow. like I said earlier, I'm a person who really just needs to do it.
Yeah.
Who needs to practice? Who needs to actually put it into practice? So,
yeah.
First, I was going to classes, but the classes were just I wasn't learning anything.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting anything out of it because they're going through theory. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
What I started to do was I started to look for tandem partners online, people that I would meet up at a bar with. We'd have a couple of drinks and we just speak. We just go for it.
Yeah.
And this has been so helpful. That was so helpful in the beginning.
Yeah.
I really learned a lot and it made me more confident to speak.
Yeah.
The other thing is doing now that I'm here in Germany, I'm still doing theater. I'm still doing shows.
Yeah.
I'm doing actually two musicals at the moment. And they're completely in German. So the text is in German, songs are in German. So the entire group is in German. So
wow.
this is also very helpful. It's
yeah.
on a weekly basis, four times a week.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just doing everything in German.
Yeah. Well, that's another fake it till you make it.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to fake it till you make it. You have to have the confidence. With languages and with most things, a lot
yeah.
of times fear is the
oh,
inhibitor,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You're afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the same thing with speaking and learning languages. When you have no confidence
yeah.
in speaking because you're afraid to make a mistake in a different language that you're not familiar with.
Yeah,
make the mistake.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Sure.
Make the mistake. The only way that you can correct it is if you make that mistake.
Yeah, for sure. And that's like, you know, where I work, we have a lot of people that can speak multiple languages. So when we're trying to learn, they would be like, you know, say the word, and you're just too embarrassed because you know that you're going to pronounce it completely wrong anyway. But at the same time,
yeah.
they're really understanding and helpful. So it's, you just got to
get yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah, and learn it. But another thing I picked up on when you said, like, when you start something and you're not immediately successful, I think one of those problems that we have now is these overnight successes. And
mm-hmm.
you have, you know, Instagram, famous people, YouTubers that are overnight success, but they've actually been working really hard for a long time. And because you don't see that, you just assume that if I start, you know, a business or something like that, that it's immediately going to pick up. And that's where I think especially my generation want a quick fix. So I think it's important for everyone to learn that you just need to stick at something if you're really passionate about it. So that's
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Anything that's worth doing is worth doing right.
Yeah.
It's not worth doing fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not the phrase. The generation, I mean, generations in general right now,
yeah.
We're just living at a weird time, I think.
Yeah.
With the Facebook and Instagram and things like that, of course, they're good and important for varying reasons, and they're also bad for varying reasons,
yeah.
Depending on what emphasis you put into them.
Yeah.
There's this very common thing that everybody looks at Instagram, and really what you're showing on Instagram and on Facebook are the pleasant moments, right?
Yeah.
You're showing all the nice stuff.
Exactly.
Nobody's posting the photos of when they were throwing up from having the flu.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's showing you that stuff, but that
yeah.
stuff happens. Those
yeah,
are all
right.
parts of life. And when we are only showing all these very small moments that are all pleasant, on the one hand, we're conditioning ourselves to be disappointed a little bit by the way life is. You know, life is pretty and life is messy at the same time. Life is a combination of all the above. Yeah. And we tend to only want to show those moments that are not messy, that are not that are not awful.
Yeah.
We want to show only the pretty moments. And through that, we are playing a little bit on human nature that, you know, we want those things on that envy, right? And that's how these people gain that kind of success, showing those moments, they're showing those pretty things of, and the people that are following them, the people that are clicking on it, are the ones that want that.
Yeah.
And they're trying to live vicariously through it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with showing appreciation for it, but there's a fine line between appreciation and envy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's a great way of looking at it. So where can people find you? So plug your podcast, because it's actually hilarious. I've been listening to it.
Yeah, the podcast, so our podcast is called Thoughts and Consequences. It's basically just us talking about our thoughts on things.
Yeah.
And how we feel about it and different experiences. Like you mentioned, you listened to the episode about relationships, or I think I called it something else, but I'll leave your podcast PG.
Go for it.
Yeah, and it's just us kind of making observations. My co-host, her name is Africa Green. She's from the UK. She's also a professional drummer, which is pretty cool. She plays a lot in the UK, like on the Graham Norton show. She plays.
That's awesome.
And does a lot of other stuff. Yeah, she's really great. And we have a fun time. We just kind of talk. There's what actually ends up on the show or actually ends up on the podcast is only a very small amount of our conversation. You know, I do a lot of post-editing and I'm like, okay, maybe we shouldn't put that up, actually. I'll save that for like a special behind the scenes episode.
No,
so that's the Thoughts and Consequences is the podcast. It's on Spotify, iTunes, all of the major podcast platforms. Besides that, I'm also a voiceover artist. I do voiceover work for various things. Like I've worked for Volkswagen and Marlboro and some of those bigger brands, as well as some video games and things like that, which is also fun and very helpful.
So cool.
And besides that, I'm doing photography now, which is a new hobby of mine. And all of those are under my name. So Andrew Reyes Voiceover or Andrew Reyes Photography, because I'm not creative in titles at all.
That's fine. That's awesome. Well, thanks heaps for sharing your insight on Fake It Till You Make It. I hope my listeners really take this under their wing. And I will definitely be, especially next year when I attempt to make my move. But yeah, thanks heaps for joining.
Sure, thanks for having me.
No worries, thank you. So I think that was an amazing interview to really hone in on this Fake It Till You Make It, but look at it in a different perspective. I mean, we can all use our abilities, because if you're confident and you know you can do something, it doesn't matter what university degree you've had or what you have down on your resume. People have these amazing abilities to be able to do whatever they want as long as they've got the mindset. And that's exactly what Kelsey and I were talking about in terms of university, is some of the things you learn at university for your career you might not use right now, and you might not even need in your career, because life develops and we all change and careers change and industry changes, that you've always got to be on the ball and always got to be up to date with everything happening. In terms of what university taught us is more like time management and allocating time to priorities and being organized and those kinds of amazing skills that some people lack. And it gives you this sense of confidence that you can achieve pretty much anything. So Fake It Till You Make It, and let me know if you have any stories of where you've used Fake It Till You Make It to get you an amazing experience, because I'd love to hear from you. You can message me on Facebook or Instagram, or also email me as well. So I went out for drinks a couple of weekends ago for my old housemate Kat's birthday. And I was talking to one of the ladies she works with, and we're talking about this what if concept. And, you know, what if, you know, I have a what if I ended up staying in Melbourne when I was 19, what would I be now? Would I be more ahead in my career? what if I picked a different degree? Like, what if? And we're talking about what if, and she, and the lady that Kat works with turned to me and said, what if your grandmother was a boy? She'd be your grandfather. So there's no point going into the what ifs because it didn't happen for a reason. There's no point dwelling on the what ifs and more focus towards your future. Whatever happened in your past happened. You can't change it. You're never going to be able to change it. And that is the one thing that you need to remember. So now just focus on moving forward and stop regretting what you didn't do or what you did do. Now just focus on this concept of I'm going to always choose the bigger life for me and I'm not going to worry about if it stuffs up. Because as Andrew said, the worst thing that can happen is probably not that bad. So stop dwelling on the what ifs and move towards your future. And that leaves me with the quote, it's no use going back to yesterday because I was a different person then. And that was by Lewis Carroll in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And I got this quote from an email that I receive every day from Gretchen Rubin. This quote really spoke to me because you were a different person yesterday than you are today. And you're a different person in this time, 2018, this time in 2017. God, the person I was in 2013, 2014 is nothing like I am now. I was actually looking at a video that I did for university because I recently filmed a video on my computer and I obviously haven't filmed a video since then. And that is crazy. Like, I looked so different. I even sounded different. Don't worry about the person that you were in 2015 if they were a bit of a shitty person. Worry about who you are today and who you're going to be tomorrow, but mainly who you're going to be today, because we always want to focus on where we're at now. It's always more important to focus on what you're doing in the next 5 minutes or the next minute than what you're going to do in the next week. Obviously, I'm a big planner, but if we don't take in every moment, then they're going to get lost. So that's it for me for this week. But just remember, always love yourself because self-love is so important. And speaking with Andrew, we talked about people that say, you complete me, but that's so not true. If you complete yourself, then whoever comes into your life is going to be a perfect fit because you are a you and they are a they. And together you might be something, but you're always going to be you. So love yourself because you're your biggest advocate. All right. Thanks so much, guys. I hope you got something out of today's show. If you like this podcast, please don't forget to tell your amazing friends. Also subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It'll only take you a few minutes, but it'll really go a long way in helping me out. You can also find more information about this show by clicking on the show notes links in the description, and that'll take you to all the videos I discussed, all some cool pictures from the fortnight, and anything that you want to know more about, you can find it in the show notes. Also, add me on Instagram. You can find me at @MariahMcInnes_, or my travel page at A Travel with Antics. You can message me on there. I'd love to hear from you. And if you have any questions, just please reach out. Or you can also reach out to me at my email address, Mariah_McInnes22@outlook.com. I love hearing from you guys. I love your feedback. If you want to join the show, if you've got something amazing that you want to tell everyone, just message me. I'd love to have you on the show. That'll be great. And if you want to read more content from me on my blog, you can find me on my URL, atravelsantics.blog. And if you want to read anything new, I have a new blog, which I mentioned before on my 2018 review. And it might give you some ideas on how you can review and how you can set goals, as well as my amazing weekend away for the beautiful Renee's Hens in Mornington. It was such a beautiful weekend. So if you're looking to go to Mornington soon, definitely read that because it's got some really great places I've never been before and that you probably wouldn't even know existed. So check that out. And I hope you have an amazing week.